The Meaning of Marxism by Paul D'Amato. Section. Moses and the Prophets. Today, scarcely a few hundred years after the rise of industrial capitalism, the market has become such a normal feature of economic life that it is hard to conceive of any other economic mode of existence. Yet, on the scale of human history, it is a recent phenomenon. That has never stopped economists from projecting capitalist relations of production into the distant past. Marx ridiculed one economist who discovered the origins of capital in the first stone which the savage flings at the wild animal he pursues. The famous 18th century economist Adam Smith put it most famously when he wrote of the propensity in human nature to truck, barter, and exchange. Goods can be collectively or individually produced, and they can be shared in common rather than exchanged. If I make myself an omelet, it is not a commodity. If I sell the omelet, it becomes a commodity. If I have a dinner party and make food for 20 guests, I have not made any commodities, because I am giving the food away. But if I invest in a restaurant, hire cooks and waiters, and sell food to 20 people, then we have capitalist food production, that is, production and sale for a profit. In addition to seeing trade as eternal, bourgeois economists also try to argue that the purpose of the capitalist market is simply to facilitate the distribution of products. The famous American economist Paul Samuelson described economics as the study of how men and society end up choosing to employ scarce resources to produce various commodities and distribute them for consumption. The main things to note here are that 1, Samuelson equates economics with commodity production, and 2, he sees the capitalist market as simply a distribution mechanism. The early economists, like Adam Smith and David Ricardo, were far more honest in their appraisal of the capitalist system that was growing up around them than its later apologists like Samuelson. It may be very justly said, Adam Smith explained in one of his lectures, that the people who clothe the whole world are in rags themselves, an observation that could be made today as much as in the 18th century. Samuelson fails to define the most important thing that distinguishes capitalism from all other previous forms of production. That is, it is a system whose main drive is profit-making. Use value, that is, the production and distribution of useful things, wrote Marx, must therefore never be treated as the immediate aim of the capitalist. All societies, to survive, must produce and distribute useful things. The question is, what is the specific form in which this happens, and how does it change? Samuelson would only be right if capitalism were a system of independent producers, whose sole purpose for bringing their wares to market was to get other things, of equal value, they needed but did not produce. I make a pair of shoes, sell them for money, and use the money to buy some carrots you produced in your garden. Marx simplified this economic circuit with the formula CMC, commodity, money, commodity, or selling in order to buy. It is true that this describes, in a way, what most of us do. We sell our labor in order to buy our necessities. But for capitalists, the purpose of selling is not to end up with other things of equal value. That would be a waste of time. The aim is to end up with more than what you started with. Capital, after all, is, in Marx's aphorism, self-expanding value. though capitalists must produce something useful to someone in order to find a market for it, they are selling it merely for its value, i.e. for the profit it can bring them. Capitalists buy in order to sell. Marx described the basic circuit of capital, MCM, money, commodity, money. The M representing the original investment, plus the extra value realized after sale, or surplus value. To his contemporaries, who argued along the same lines as Samuelson would many years later, Marx had this admonishment, quote, "It must never be forgotten that in capitalist production, what matters is not the immediate use value, but the exchange value, and, in particular, the expansion of surplus value. This is the driving motive of capitalist production. And it is a pretty conception that, in order to reason away the contradictions of capitalist production, abstracts from its very basis and depicts it as a production aiming at the direct satisfaction of the consumption of the producers." End quote, and end of section.